This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Not too far from the Richmond BART station at Lavanya DeJean Middle School, trumpet player Tim Wilson started a music program. In 4 years, he's given some 500 students the gift of music. But because of health concerns, he's leaving this year. KALW's Claire Strempel brings us this profile of Mr. Wilson and his advanced band class.
See the conquering hero comes.
Mr. Wilson is shuffling sheet music on his music stand and darting around the front of the room. It's fourth period at Lavanya DeJean Middle School in Richmond, and his advanced band class is warming up. A few stragglers are still collecting their instruments and finding a seat. And according to Mr. Wilson, we're behind schedule.
Guys, it's 4 minutes after the bell rang. I have one trombone player on the first note. Here we go. Horns up.
Mr. Wilson usually has a recording playing when students walk into the room. They immediately begin to play along, which gets class off to a running start. Today, it's Handel's oratorio, See the Conquering Hero Comes. When the band hits its stride, his eyes light up behind thick glasses, and he smiles. He holds a baton, but the music is moving through his whole body when he's up on the podium. Mr. Wilson started the music program at DeJean Middle School a little over 4 years ago. He teaches some math classes, too, and it's not unusual for him to work through breaks or fill in for other teachers. He seems to be in perpetual motion. You'd think he's been doing this forever, that he had a really different role in music before this.
Prior to this, I was the principal trumpet at the San Francisco Opera from 1980 to 2003, and then took a medical retirement.
Mr. Wilson took a medical retirement because he started to go blind. He wasn't ready to give up the trumpet, but in 2003, doctors diagnosed him with glaucoma, and he chose retirement rather than risking what was left of his sight.
Glaucoma is a disease where the pressure is too high. And what happens is that there's a trampoline-like piece in the back of the eye that the optic nerve exits through. And when the pressure goes up, that trampoline expands backwards and exposes the nerve fibers to pressure where they used to be on the outside of the eyeball.
That sounds like it hurts. But Mr. Wilson assures me it doesn't. He didn't even know he had glaucoma until he struggled to read his sheet music. But that's not the reason he had to retire from the opera.
Glaucoma pressures are exacerbated by certain things like, having a baby, and bearing down on the toilet, lifting weights, or blowing on a high-pressure wind instrument.
Blowing on the trumpet intensifies the pressure problem. Mr. Wilson already had an advanced case when he was diagnosed. So doctors told him that he could continue playing, go for the stellar career, and risk total blindness, or he could stop.
It was 2020 hindsight when I realized what a wonderful, thrilling relationship I had to the greater society, being able to communicate through my trumpet. It wasn't until I couldn't play the trumpet anymore that I felt like I'd lost the ability to speak in society. And I realized that was my connection. It was the musical language that I stirred the hearts of 3,000 people every night. So for several years, I would cry whenever I heard a symphony orchestra, just because I wanted to be making that noise that was touching my heart.
But Mr. Wilson found a way to speak that musical language again. Well, not exactly that music.
Came out of retirement once my kids were grown and in grad school and working and said, what am I going to do with myself? I'll teach middle school math and music.
This trumpet virtuoso has nurtured at least 500 students through the music program he started here in Richmond. Even though the position was just a job at first, Mr. Wilson quickly recognized a need in the community. Lavanya DeJean is a Title I school, which means it gets extra government support because most of the students come from low-income families.
When I first came, there was no band program. Well, I quickly fell in love with these students, their resilience and their potential, as well as their accomplishments. And I asked myself, if this were my child, what would I want for him or her?
He says he couldn't stand his students not having the same opportunities as his own sons. So he ended up buying hundreds of instruments for the school with his own money.
Clarinets, trumpets, trombones, flutes, saxophones, French horns, drums, to outfit 5 periods of band. I was aiming for 2 instruments per student. I didn't get that far, but so I did buy a lot of instruments for my students.
Wilson estimates he's put in $300,000 of his savings into the music program. He pays his assistant, Mr. Perry, through his teacher's salary. He regularly works 12 and 14-hour days.
The demands on a music director are great, and there are a lot of after-hours, weekends, summertime responsibilities.
The school needed the resources, but what the students really appreciate is the effort. And it's taken a toll. Mr. Wilson is having some health problems again, and he's taking his doctor's advice to slow down. No more band, no more commute. Take it easy.
I've built something quickly, and now it needs an impresario with younger energy. So I made the choice to step aside, and I'm going to be teaching mathematics next year. You know, I'm not a young chicken anymore.
The instruments will stay, but Mr. Wilson's departure won't go unnoticed. Steve Lopez is in the 7th grade and has another year at Dijon.
I hope he stays, but it's because he's leaving, so I'm going to miss him when he's gone.
Samantha Hernandez and I walk outside. She says she's going to miss him too, but she's sticking with band.
I cannot do band after Mr. Wilson took me this far. He is the one who really encouraged me to play music. Makes me feel peace and free and calm and with myself.
Every student I spoke with wanted to stick with music, even the ones moving on to high school next year.
I hear this. Da, 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 da.
Yeah! Mr. Wilson says he's happy and tired, and he's getting a lot of attention for the program he built here. The city of Richmond is even giving him a formal honor. But he resists the idea that it's about him. What it's about is the students.
It's just up to them to make their way in life. It's up to me to get obstacles out of the way and put resources in their hands.
He built a culture of music at a school where most students wouldn't get the chance to pick up an instrument. But Mr. Wilson says it's not about what he's done. It's about what he's doing.
You know, it's the performing, not listening to the recording afterwards, that I find rewarding. It's the doing, not the reveling in.
Right now, Mr. Wilson is beaming from the lectern. Arms jumping and flying, he aims his focus first at the low brass, then the trumpets, then the woodwinds. The percussion section leans over their drums, poised like cats, not taking their eyes off him. He can't suppress a smile. He's bouncing from the knees, tipping forward on the balls of his feet, as though he might take off in flight. In Richmond, I'm Claire Strumpel for Cross Currents.